USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A Social Security leak is being investigated by South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. The January 6th committee released documents to the public that contain the Social Security number of prominent Republicans. Dr. Ben Carson, the former HUD director, was affected. He's on Fox News last night expressing his disbelief.
You know, obviously I've put credit freezes on and put credit monitoring things into place. I've already had two incidents of fraud. It affects my family as well. And they say, it was just an accident.
Dr. Carson goes on to say this attack was initiated by the January 6th committee and only happened to Republicans.
Don't be on the wrong side, because all of these coincidences will happen to you too.
Canada will spend billions of dollars to buy 88 F-35 fighter jets from the Lockheed Martin Corporation in a deal announced Monday that will end years of talks over its aging fleet and fulfill obligations to defend North America's airspace. The government has budgeted about $15 billion for the purchase. A new diet fad called the Lion Diet has nutritionists sounding the alarm.
It's called the Lion Diet and includes just red meat, salt, and water. Tracy DeLeon is a clinical dietitian at San Antonio's Mays Cancer Center. She says that the lack of vitamins, which come from fruits and vegetables, make the diet unsafe.
Following this type of diet can really become a dangerous situation because we're missing out on what the body needs.
DeLeon says lack of carbs will also likely affect your mood. She says these types of diets pop up all the time and they get new names because they don't work. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
The Justice Department is reviewing 10 classified documents found in a closet at the Washington office space of President Biden. The National Archives took possession of the materials, but was not announced to the public until after the November midterm elections. This is USA News.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
With America's border crisis, smugglers continue to dump poisonous drugs onto the American streets, and nothing being proposed by the Biden administration will stop that deadly reality.
President Biden's critics say proposed changes to the nation's immigration rules will not be enough to stop a surge of border crossers who will likely be deported.
As long as they maintain the catch-and-release policies, people are going to still come.
Jessica Vaughn with the Center for Immigration Studies says there is nothing in the new priorities that puts smugglers out of business. There's an expansion of expedited removal authority along with a new humanitarian parole program for some migrants. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
California storms continues to drench the Golden State. Evacuation orders were in place for all of Montecito, Toro Canyon, Sycamore Canyon, and portions of Carpinteria. Kevin Taylor is with the Montecito Fire Protection District.
In less than 12 hours, we've received more than 8 inches of rain, with 7 to 8 inches still forecast to fall.
Governor Newsom's Chief of Media Relations, Jonathan Shiroma, says all of California is ready for what comes next.
We have 30 high water vehicles that are on standby to assist with the possible evacuations throughout Northern California. And these cities range from Eureka all the way to Wilton in Sacramento County.
The Georgia Bulldogs are number one after beating TCU last night 65-7. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.